Mixed feelings really about it. I'd rather be playing a full strength side, but I don't think they're going to be sending one down, obviously, because the internationals are out as well. But obviously, I don't know if I'm playing yet, but yeah, it'd be good to play against a few of my mates. Be a bit of banter flying around, probably.
Have they been giving you some stick already?
Yeah, I've had a few texts over the last like 3 weeks building up to it, so can't wait to get a couple of digs in on the pitch.
How long were you there for?
3 years, so yeah, so quite a while. Got a couple of real good best mates there, like the Kai Griffiths, who will be playing on the loose head, and a couple of back rowers there. Real, speak to him probably 3-4 times a week, so yeah, it'd be fun.
Does it matter when you're out there on the pitch? I mean, do they sort of, do you get a bit of, especially if you've got somebody in the front row, do they get in your ear a bit?
I've never played against somebody this close, friendly-wise, before. But yeah, it's there's no gentlemen's at all, like whatever anybody says. There's no gentlemen's. Like it, when you're on the pitch, you're going quite hard, but in open play, you have a bit of banter and stuff, like a bit of grabbing stuff here and there. Like, but it's, yeah, not really.
What was it like when you left there?
What, as a club or?
Well, no, from your point of view, that you knew all these guys and you played with them for 3 years and then you left. What did that feel like?
Well, not nice. Like, it's not nice changing, but obviously I think I needed a change to come away and I don't regret it one bit coming here. Like, it's going quite well for me. But yeah, leaving my mates is about 2.5 hours away, so it was quite tough, but like I said, I keep in touch and everything, and it's great that we're back up now in the Premiership doing well, and I'm going against them, and we're probably the favourites on the weekend. So,
did you think that when you left there you needed a fresh challenge, that you'd almost been there too long?
No, definitely, yeah. I'd been there too long behind the... Obviously, they got Hibbard and Bennett there, international hookers, and however well I played when I got my chance, I was never getting a look in. Like, it's not I don't pick the team, but they picked a lot of... Because they're international, they'd pick them in front of me. So I just needed to get out and just be on the start from scratch again. And I've done that here, and I'm happy where I am at the moment.
Phil Davis was praising you up the other day. He says you worked hard at your game.
Yeah, I get on well with Phil. Like, I think he worked well together. Like, he gives you a lot of input.
It's a shocking ringtone, obviously.
Yeah, he gives me a lot of input. He works on me. With me on my game, yeah, I do put a lot of extras in with the lineouts and stuff, because obviously it's the bread and butter for a hooker. So, yeah, he's good.
Your skipper has been quoted in a local newspaper as saying that all you do is talk about the Ospreys all week. Is this true?
No, not at all true. I talk about my mate, Kai Griffiths, quite a bit, but only from not about rugby, just about his banter and stuff like that. But I don't know where he's got that from. I'd love to... say some stuff about him now, but I'll keep it professional. But I was quite surprised to read that this morning.